So, Bezrat Hashem, we're dedicating the Limud Bezrat Hashem today for Refuah Shlema of Kalman Nachman Ben Chaya Bracha. He's getting better. So, Bezrat Hashem, we are in Torah Kaf Tet, in part Gimel. And this is the aspect of white clothes. וזה בחינת בגדים לבנים. בשבילך אנחנו מוכנים לעצור באהבה רבה. אנחנו נהנים מאוד מהתמונות שלך, הרב. אנחנו שומרים לך אותם.
שלום לכולם, בוקר טוב. רציתי להגיד לך, התמונות של הרב, זה במבצע, יש לנו עכשיו מבצע, לגבי התמונות של הרב.
They're on sale, the pictures of הרב, הבוא אסי.
כן, ומי שעושה הוראת קבע לטובת הישיבה, יש לו גם מקבל שני ספרים של הרב באנגלית. כן, גם, ואלה שכבר עשו יקבלו גם כן, יש כאלה שכבר עשו, כן?
מה מקבלים?
זאת, מי שעכשיו עושה הוראת קבע גם מקבל את התמונה וגם מקבל שני ספרים מתנה.
Everyone that's going to sign Horat Keva for Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed, monthly donation to Yeshivat Chut Shel Chesed, 148 shekels, like that I signed, he's going to have the picture that I haven't got, and also two books in English if he wants.
Yeah.
Or in Hebrew, if he wants.
וגם עוד דבר נוסף, בברכה אישית מהרב.
And what do you mean, אישית? מה
זאת אומרת, אני אדאג שברך כל אחד.
And הרב gonna bless each and every one of the ones that gonna bless.
מה זה?
יש לי
פעם הורד כבר שווה
חמישים.
רגע, אז
מי שיש לך? מה שיש, יש. עכשיו אנחנו מדברים על
וכל המוסיף מוסיפים לו.
ניפגש בהפסקה.
בעזרת השם, in the break.
You
can meet הרב משה, בעזרת השם, that is doing only good things.
גם בשידוכים, נכון. מי שרוצה שידוך.
חזק וברוך. תודה רבה לרב משה, יישר כוח גדול. בעזרת השם. Wonderful.
Very small thing. I did this thing, not for the picture. Already get one, it's Hashem. The moment I started giving financially to this yeshiva on a regular basis, I instantly, like that day, and my wife as well, both will say, we noticed a change in our lives. Something about attaching yourself to Rav Shalom in that way does make a difference in your life.
Wow. Oh, Hashem. I done that also. 148, it's the numeral value of the word Nachman. This is why it's so nice. Nachman. Hello, Rabbi David, we're with you, Bezat Hashem, don't worry. Look, Arab is looking at you. So, Bezat Hashem, we are in Likutei Moharan, Torah Kaf Tet, 29, Part Gimel. וזה בחינת בגדים לבנים. It's an aspect of white clothes. היינו, means תיקון הדיבור, fixing our words, שהוא בחינת מלכות פה, speech, fixing our speech. That it's an aspect of מלכות פה, that's written in the Zohar HaKadosh, מלכות פה, this is the kingdom of the mouth, meaning that the person is controlling his mouth. He's using his mouth only for Torah and Tfilah, and not chatting on nonsense. Hu bechinat gadim levanim. This is the aspect of having white clothes. Ki tzarich lishmor me'od et avgadim. Because the person have to guard, to wash his clothes very much. Shelo yevaze et habgadim. That he won't disgrace the clothes. Rak leshomran karaui, just to guard them properly. Shelo yavo alehem shum ketem urevav. That they won't have no stain and no dirt on them. וכל מי שהוא גדול יותר, and everyone that he is bigger, means more important, צריך לשמור את הבגדים יותר, he have to watch his clothes more, כי כל מי שגדול יותר, because everyone that is bigger, מדקדקין עמו יותר, they're checking him more. from heaven, they're more strict with him, lo alenu. This is why the main advice is always to make yourself smaller and smaller and more humble and more humble, that no one gonna say, hey, look at him, he's big, he's important, let's be medakdek with him. Not important, not a rabbi, not teaching, we're all learning together, everything is good. And now Rabbeinu gonna explain. Ki abgadim be'atzman, because the clothes itself, hem danin oto, they are judging the person. The clothes themselves, they are judging the person. Bivchinat dina demalchuta, in the aspect of the judgment of the kingdom. Ki abgadim hem bchinat malchut, because the clothes are in the aspect of the kingdom. Ki Rabbi Yochanan kara lemane mechabduta, because Rabbi Yochanan called the clothes the honor, shezeu bchinat malchut, that the honor, it's an aspect of the kingdom. Bechinat, in the aspect of what it's written, melech hakavod, the king of honor. Behem bechinat tzedek malchuta kadisha, and the clothes are also in the aspect of justice. This is the holy kingdom. The holy kingdom of Hashem Yitbarach is leaded by justice. You can say that word sentence? Led by justice. Sheze bechinat habgadim, that this is the aspect of clothes. Bechinat, in aspect of tzedek, lavashti, justice, I was wearing. Vamevaze otam, and the one that is disgracing the clothes, nimtza shehu kemored b'malchut, it's like that he is betraying, fighting, betraying with the kingdom, in the kingdom. Ve'az, and then dina de malchuta danato, they're judging him in the judgments of the kingdom. Val yedei ze, and by that, ose perud, he is creating a separation ben kudsha berichu u'shchinte, between Hakadosh Baruch Hu to his Shechina. Bivchinat, in the aspect of nachash mashichla legaba, the snake, he was pulling her to his direction. Ve'atil bazuhama, and then he planted, placed the filth in her, in Chava. Bivchinat, in aspect of dam nida, the blood of nida. Bivchinat, in the aspect of what it's written, madua adom lilvushecha, why your outfit, your clothes have red stains, red color on them. This is those stains on the clothes. Vezeu bechinat haketem, it's the aspect of that stain, ve'arevav, and the filth, shenimtza al bigdo, that the person have chas shalom on his clothes. Shal yedei ze, that by that, nifredet bechinat hamalchut hanal, the aspect of that kingdom is being separated. Shehi shechinat uzo, that the kingdom, this is the Shechina, the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is separated, chas v'shalom, by that, mikudsha berichu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'az, and then, look how important is every movement of an Israeli person, of a Jew. Everything, the way that you're eating, the way that you're dressing, the way that you're washing yourself, that you're clean, in everything, in a person, there is thousands of other things that depends on. So Rabbeinu said, if they, it's an example, it's a tale, it's just to open our eyes. It's a drill. They're drilling now. So Bezrat Hashem, Rabbeinu said that if, and he just said it to explain, if they're gonna open the Jew, they're gonna see so many wires and strings from inside of him that attached to everything. He's attached to all of the world spiritually from inside. So we're so important. ואז, and then, שאוג ישאג על נביאו. So then, הקדוש ברוך הוא is roaring on his city, on the city of Jerusalem, על נבי דילה, on the city that belongs to him. ואז, and then, שולטת שפחה בישה, the kingdom of the woman slave is on. She becomes to be the queen. That Shifcha Bisha, this is the wife of the Yetzer Hara. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been separated from his Shina, so that female demon, darkness, Chas Shalom, have power, Lo Aleinu. Shehu Malchut de Sitcha Achra, that this is the kingdom of Sitcha Achra, of the other side. Bivchinat, in the aspect of the verse, Shifcha Kitirash Gvirta, that the female slave is inherit the place of her woman mistress. Shehi, and that woman slave, shehi isha ra'a, she is a bad woman. Shehi bechinat et ra'a, that she is an aspect of bad time. Ki yesh kaf chet, because there is 28 itim times. Itim letova, times for good. Itim leraa, times for bad. Chas shalom. Vetzarich leachnia shifcha bisha. And we have to conquer that bad slave, female slave. Shehi et raa, that it's a bad time. What it means that it's why it's a bad time? Why Rabbeinu is telling us that it's a bad time? Why? Because to tell you, when the person is in trouble, when he is in a situation that he's got a lacking or pain or suffering, the Yetzer Hara is dressing that bad moment to look like that it's going to be like that forever. This is the main shita of the Yetzer Hara, to push the person to despair, to frustration. It's always going to be like that. What are you going to do? It's never going to change. How many years it's like that? You don't look that to see that actually it's just 1 hour, 1 day, few hours, few weeks. Actually, usually everything's pretty okay, pretty good. But now the Yetzer Hara, in the time that you're weak, that you have a lacking, he's painting it to be like that. It's an eternal suffering, never gonna stop, it's always gonna be like that. How are you gonna deal with it for years and years in the future? What are you gonna do? This is all a scam, it's all a lie. Rabbeinu is telling us, all of the kingdom of the Galut, the kingdom of that female slave, is just for a certain moment, it's just for a certain time. But the real time is under the control of Kedusha, under the control of the Shechina Kedusha. Bivchinat, it's an aspect of, Bechol et yu begadecha levanim. And it's written on the white clothes, that they going to be white, means clean, in every moment. Bechol et, in every time. Means that a person have to be awake all of the time, to be aware to himself all of the time, to watch himself, to clean himself, to fix himself, to check what's going on with me, and to find what he can fix. Bechol et daika, in every moment. Begadecha levanim, your clothes are going to be white. Hainu belo revav, mean with no stain, no filth, no dirt at all. Hainu bechinat taharat ha-shechina minidata, means the purification of the Shechina from her being a nida. Bivchinat dam ne'ekar v'naseh chalav, in the aspect of what it's written, that blood is become to be milk. In the physical process of the woman, the blood becomes to be the milk. So you see that the red color of the blood, that can be also nida, is changed to be white, to be in the aspect of milk. Ve'areshaim ba'avonotehem, and the wicked people, evil people, ba'avonotehem, with their sins, gormin afrashuta, they're creating separation ben kudsha berichu shchinte, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Shechina, means they ruin the shalom bayit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're talking lashon hara between HaKadosh Baruch Hu to his wife. His wife, it's us. When a person is talking lashon hara between Am Yisrael, he is separating between הקדוש ברוך הוא to עם ישראל. The person that is talking לשון הרע, he becomes to be מקטרג. He said מקטרג, קטגור. Prosecutor. And he's saying bad things and he's suing. He's suing that person now. The judgment is going to happen to him, חס שלום. So הקדוש ברוך הוא חס שלום is being convinced, חס שלום. And it's become, חס שלום, a separation between הקדוש ברוך הוא to עם ישראל. We're not allowed to put no stain, not on our clothes and not on our friends' clothes. Not to think bad thoughts on no one. It's a מסירות נפש. It's supposed to be a מסירות נפש. They said on Rabbi Aaron Mibels that from his time until Mashiach, they're not going to be a sanegor. I say sanegor.
Defender.
That's going to say good things on Am Israel like him until Mashiach is going to come. He wouldn't say a bad word on no one, on no one. When someone came to his house to fix a handyman? Someone came to his house to fix something, so one of his helpers came to him, to Rabbi Aaron, and told him that that person is breaking Shabbos, he's smoking in Shabbos. Rabbi Aaron said, you cannot be more motzi diba, to say bad things in a worse way than what that you just said. You cannot say something worse than that on that Jew. So he told him, but Rabbi Aaron, he is the Rav, he's smoking in Shabbos. He said, no way, no chance that he's smoking in Shabbos. He said, bring him in. He brought that person, that handyman, walked in to the office of Rabbi Aaron Mibels. Even huge tzaddikim that came to the office of to be close to Rabbi Aaron Mibels. Yesterday I read about one tzaddik, huge tzaddikim. When they went out from his place, they said, Eze pachad, which fear. Mamash, it was frightening to look at Rabbi Aaron Mibels. So that person came, Rabbi Aaron Mibels told him, that person, he's blaming the person that talked. That person just now told me that you are smoking in Shabbos. Right? Is it right that it's not true? For sure that you're not smoking? That person didn't know what to do. For sure that he was smoking. Didn't know what to answer. He will start to shake. Mamash. So Rabbi Aaron told him, tell him that it's wrong. Tell him that you never smoked in Shabbos. That person started to cry and to cry and to cry. So Rabbi Aaron told that person, you see how much you insulted him, that you suspected him, that he was smoking in Shabbos? And that person done a complete tshuva and started to keep Shabbos. Tzaddikim couldn't say, cannot say bad things on no one. It's not an option for them. After the Holocaust, he lost almost all of his family in the Holocaust, his wife and kids, and he lost almost everything in the Holocaust. His brother stayed alive, and now the Admor of Bez is the son of his brother. He was the uncle. The last Admor, Rabbi Aaron Mibels, was the uncle of the Admor of today. And he crowned him, he gave him the crowned him. So when someone came after the Holocaust to Rabbi Aaron and he met him and he was a friend with him from before the Holocaust, he started to talk to him about the trauma, about the bad things, bad life that they had over there. Rabbi Aaron answered to him and told him, I cannot hear those bad things that you're saying. Nothing bad happened. Only good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only good. And he was fighting with himself. Even after horrible traumas like that he lost hundreds, thousands of Hasidim. Hasidut Belz, they came maybe 5 people to Eretz Israel. All of the huge Hasidut that there is today, maybe out of 5 that were there. They came to Tel Aviv, they rebuilt themselves by the power of Rabbi Aaron Mibels. Today it's a huge Hasidut. Again, they mashed, all of them almost died. It was a horrible tevach over there. So in Slonim, it was a lot of, Baruch Hashem, massacres. So, but Rabbi Aaron, he was holding that shita, not to say no bad thing on no one, ever, never.
I heard the Yetzer Hara always goes to Hashem and tells him, look, this guy did this. Hashem, look, I need 2 Edim. You're only 1 Eid, so I don't believe you. But then when a Jew opens his mouth, then the Yetzer Hara says, look, that's your 2nd Eid over there.
He comes to be the testifier. He becomes to be the proof. This is it, Chas Shalom. We have to watch our mouths, not to open our mouths to say bad things on no one. And like that, we learned also in Likutei Moharan that Rabbeinu is saying that when a person is judging someone else, actually from heaven, they're using it to judge him. He's judging himself. Like that, Natan HaNavi asked David HaMelech questions on something else, on a different story, and David HaMelech said a psak on that story. That person is Ben Mavetu, he needs to die. So Natan HaNavi told him, you are the man, you are the one. Actually, they're telling you something totally else. And you're not aware to that thing. You don't know on who they're talking. But actually, they're asking you about yourself. And you're judging yourself. Rabbeinu Likutei Moharan is saying that there is no judgment that comes down to this world without the permission, the askama, of all of the people of the world. And especially the one that the judgment is falling on his head. Everyone agreed. Everyone. They can ask you on a Ishmaeli, they can ask you on a thief, they can ask you on someone that you hate, they can ask you on someone that you're not getting along with. And actually, you're talking about yourself, because you also have the exact same midah like that person that you hate. Usually, if you're going to check yourself, you're going to see that the one that you hate the most is the one that's looking exactly like you, acting exactly like you. The reason that you hate them is that you hate yourself. You have problems, issues with yourself, you don't want to deal. So you're blaming others, but on your lackings. Real tzaddikim cannot see bad things on others, not only because they have good eyes, also because they're pure. They don't have those bad midot, so they don't see them. There was one of the tzaddikim, I told you that once, I don't remember, maybe Rabbi Baruch is going to tell us, who was that tzaddik, that the student came to him and told him, people, Am Israel are breaking Shabbos, are driving in Shabbos, it was here in Jerusalem. And he told him, Chas Shalom, you're saying Jews are breaking Shabbos? No way! Told him, Arav, outside on the highway, here in front of the yeshiva, cars are driving all of Shabbos. Told him, no way, I have to see it. And he went up and went out from the yeshiva and looked. 30 minutes they were standing outside looking for vehicles, no car. In the moment that he looked at them, told them, you see, it was all a Lashon Hara. Went back into the yeshiva. Trains, Rakevet HaKala. So the tzaddikim, Rav Shalom said once that there is a lot of stories like that, that people were walking with tzaddikim and they saw black cats or Chas Shalom, women that weren't modest, and the tzaddikim never saw that. It wasn't exist for them in their reality at all. The person, he is looking on what that he needs for his tikkun. On Rabbi Aaron Mibez, it's written that one time he was looking out from the window and he saw a woman, he saw a shape of a woman. And he went back into the room and he sat and he started to cry. Mamash, it was horrible for him. And they told him, what happened, Arab, what happened? He said, one time you're facing your face to the, you're walking to the window, immediately you see a woman. So the shamashim, the helpers, they went to check what's going on, and they saw that actually it was his wife. And only when they came, his wife went, it was a garden in front of the house, it was his wife, the rabbanit, that was walking over there. Only after they told him, and he double-checked that really it was her, and he asked her, and he saw that actually it was his wife that he saw, means he never saw his wife. Those tzaddikim, and it was the first time, the only time that he saw a tzura, the shape of his wife, of any woman in his life. Huge tzaddikim, Am Israel have. Huge tzaddikim. Am Israel, it's not a simple nation. It's not, you have mitzvot, this and that. Holy tzaddikim are guarding on us, davening on us, day and night, suffering just for us, to open the path for us, to make us easy life, life that we can stand, life that we can accept. How much we need to respect the tzaddikim that are opening the path for us.
Well, sorry, I have to ask. A lot of Haredim, even from Shiva, are blaming Am Israel. What's going on with the government and with Taksiv, everything going on with the Haredim. And the Haredim are blaming Am Yisrael, the Jewish people.
It's all a mistake. You cannot blame a human being.
From this yeshiva,
people need to do tshuva. This is why they're in this yeshiva, because they're called Baal HaTshuva. They need to do tshuva. בעל תשובה. We wish to be בעל תשובה. We need to do תשובה, all of us. If you're blaming someone on something, if you're blaming yourself, הרב שלום said, this is the biggest כפירה of them all. You cannot blame no one. No one have the powers. Do you have the powers to decide if you're going to wake up tomorrow morning? No one have the power to decide. Decide that you're going to breathe. You cannot decide that. If Bo'ala, I'm going to have mercy on you, you're going to keep on breathing. You're going to be able to eat. Bo'alam decided the person is not waking up. He's not waking up. No decision, no appointment, no alarm going to wake that person. If Bo'alam decided that the person not going to... All of the powers belong to the one that owns the powers. It's Elohim. It's Ribono Shel Olam, the master of the world. That he's Asa Oseh Ve'Yaseh L'Chol HaMa'asim. That he done and do and gonna do all of the things, all of the actions. Nothing is happening without the decision of Borei Olam. He's takifu ba'al hakochot kulam. He's powerful and he's got all of the powers. You cannot blame no one on the creation of Borei Olam. This is the kfira. This is the creation. Welcome to creation. This is the creation. This is how Borei Olam wants the world to look like. Like it. Like that it is. Nothing to change. Nothing to change. If you created it and now you're going to change it, you can complete it. How are you going to complete it? By joining. By finding your place. By stop fighting and arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that leads Am Yisrael in such a wonderful, amazing way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is building Am Yisrael. Look at the cities, look at Eretz Yisrael. Such a wonderful land, such an amazing place. Look at Jerusalem. 100 years ago you couldn't be here. You couldn't stay here for one day, for one night. Today you have millions of people drinking and eating and sleeping and building houses, villas with backyards and everything you have. You have Luna Park, soon they're going to have Disneyland here, everything you have. Chas v'shalom, I'm joking. everything that you need you have. Everything. Water and electricity and air condition and chairs with blue cushions. Everything with chains. We're telling them story, but actually we're in prison. Freedom, freedom. We're in prison. All of those stories, and we're behind bars. You see bars on all of the windows.
Rabbi, what's with the black cat? I should see a black cat.
Black cat. Black cat, before that it's become to be black, it's a cat. A cat, it's an impure animal. It's a chayat me'ah.
Oh, really?
All of the animals that are not pure, they have tumah on them. It's not good to look at them, for sure not to touch them. And if you touch them, you need to do netilat yadayim. Leserugin, like that, like in the morning. And it's better to do 4 than 3 on every hand. You are a Sfaradi, we're going to talk later.
or 3 of it?
All animals that are not pure, like chicken and dove and cow, sheep, goat and a deer, all of the rest of, also slav, I said slav?
Quail.
Except of those and pure fish, carpion, except of those pure fish. Except of those, all of the animals, they have tumah on them. Means that there is a certain demon that is tumah. It's demons that hovers above them, with them. All of tumah, it's demons. Black forces. So, Raboisai, let's learn. V'areshaim, so, the evil people, ba'avonotehem, with their sins. Why Rabbeinu is saying v'areshaim ba'avonotehem? Why Rabbeinu is not saying in people ba'avonotehem? Only reshaim have avonot. Not only reshaim have avonot. Also normal people have avonot. And we're trying to do tshuva. So actually the damage of a person that is doing tshuva on his avonot is not the same damage as people that are sinning and not stopping and not doing tshuva on them. Rabbeinu said, I'm going to take the hands I took. I took the hands and the legs from your avonot. Even if a person that is a Baal Tshuva is sinning, if he's attached to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, even if he is sinning, his sins doesn't taste the same. He doesn't have the joy, that is the satisfaction that he used to have from those avonot. It's not the same. It's called reshaim melei charatot. Evil people that are full with regrets. It's a question, how can it be that a rasha is going to have regrets? It's a ba'ale tshuva. Ba'ale tshuva are not reshaim at all. He's just used to do those avonot. The Yetzirah have a lot of control, chas shalom, on that person. And he's struggling, he's fighting. But actually, it doesn't satisfy. It doesn't feel that the satisfaction, the joy from the avonot. Like you see, people can run after a ball for 90 minutes, sweating and running and cheering and fighting and arguing and cursing. They find a huge satisfaction in that. Huge satisfaction. And you cannot find it anymore. How many minutes you can run after a ball? 3 minutes? What? 40 minutes? 20 minutes? Alright, so on the way. Slowly, slowly. Going somewhere, Baruch Hashem. Vareshaim and the poor people, ba'avonotehem, with their avonot, gormin afrashuta ben kudsha brichu shchinte, they're separating between HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the wonderful Shechina that it's Am Yisrael. Ki gormin la dam nida, because they're causing her to have dam nida, blood of nida. Ve'az, and then, hi nikret ir hadamim, she's being called city of blood. Ve'al shem zen, by that, reshaim nikraim, the reshaim, the evil people being called anshe damim. Anshe damim u'mirma. I told you that I think that I heard it from Rav Shalom, that the verse anshe damim u'mirma lo yechetsu yemehem, the people of blood and lies are not crossing their days. So by pshat, it means that they're not going to have long life. But Rav Shalom, I think that he explained it, that he said lo yechetsu yemehem, won't cross their days, means that they're not crossing each day with 1 hour of tshuva, of itbodedut. So when a person is not doing tshuva and is crossing the day, he's cutting the day in the middle, and he's stopping the day and he's saying, I need to do tshuva on that half day, on the day of before. And so people like those that are not, they are people of blood and lies. They're living inside of the avonot. They're not purifying themselves with the mitzvah, wonderful and easy mitzvah of tshuva. Only a person that is stopping the day, doing tshuva, you're purifying, you're removing all of the filth, all of the avonot from your back. Someone asked that question, and he said, he asked it for one of the tzaddikim, so why to do tshuva every day, if every day I'm going to sin another time, another avonot? So sinning and sinning and sinning, so what's the use? So he told him, also the workers that are taking the trash, the garbage, they are taking the garbage with the knowledge that tomorrow the garbage can is going to be full. But think about it, if they wouldn't take it even just for one day, how the street going to look like? For 1 week without tshuva, 1 month without tshuva, 1 year, all of the life without tshuva. It's like all the life without taking away the garbage. Think about it. This is what Bor Olam is teaching us. And Rav Shalom said, a real serious Oved Hashem, it's a person that have only 1,000 avonot a day. It's mamash one of the most important of the Hashem in the generation, Rav Shalom said. If he's got 1,000 sins a day, you're not allowed to forget Hashem for one moment, to distract your thoughts from the memory of Hashem Yitbarach. This is one mitzvah. ועל שם זה רשעים נקראים אנשי דמים כי שסה לא תעשה, because the 365 forbidden things, I say לא תעשה,
forbidden
prohibitions, תלויים, there depends בשסה גידים, in 365 גידים,
sinews
of the person, ששם תהלוכת הדמים, that over there the blood is running. ולפי בחינת לא תעשה שעוברים, and by the aspect of those prohibitions that a person is doing, חס שלום, break, sinning, כן מעוררים דם נידה לשכינה. By that the people wake up the blood of nida to the שכינה. כי כמה מיני דמים יש, because there is few kinds of bloods. בכן צריך להמתיק את הדמים האלו. This is why we need to purify, to fix those bloods. היינו לתקן הלווין, means to fix those prohibitions, שהם הגידין, means those. ולהמשיך להם לבנונית, and to pull into them the white color, בבחינת דם נעקר ונעשה חלב, the blood becomes to be milk. וזהו, and this is what it's written, בכל עת יהיו בגדיך לבנים. In every time the person have to guard that his clothes going to be white. בגדיך, what it means בגדיך, your clothes, בגידיך, like those sinews, דייקה, the same letters, בגדיך, בגידיך, that's going to be white. להמשיך להם לבנונית, to bring the white color into them. Rabbeinu said that on all of the avonot, on every avon, there is a certain tikkun. But tikkun haklali, to read those wonderful 10 chapters of Tehillim, of tikkun haklali, that Rabbeinu HaKadosh said for us to say, Rabbeinu said, this is a tikkun, a general tikkun, that helps everything, all of the avonot. And even, he said, on thin things, thin cracks in the person that he cannot fix with other things, the tikkun haklali have the power to penetrate into those thin cracks and to pull the white color, the lavnunit, he said, into those cracks, to purify everything, Bezrat Hashem. Thank you very much. Chazak u baruch.